Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jackie Detmar, the Vice President of Marketing, Product Development, and Design for the Mohawk Group. Jackie, how you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great.
It's the day after an intense 5 or 6 days in Chicago. You're still in Chicago, headed back in a little bit. Wanted to talk about this week at NeoCon. A little background first. You've been at Mohawk for 36 years. Classically trained in textile design. Let's start with the Fulton Market showroom. Tell us the most exciting parts of the showroom.
Yeah, it was just amazing to be in this space. We had worked for a year getting our showroom set up, and we did have our grand opening last October, but this was our first NeoCon design days here at this space. And, you know, we were really wanting to see, you know, how it went and what was the flow and how did it work. And it was just such a spectacular event. We enjoyed every day that we were over here. Such a good community to get out and walk and be able to have food and restaurants right downstairs. We had a great flow of people coming through. It really reminded me more of some of the markets in Europe, the Clerkenwell Market or the Salone City events that go on in Milan, that you could come over here and explore and see just lots of interesting product and interesting design and interesting art. So we were really pleased that we decided to make the move. It was a big decision after all the years with the March and in NeoCon, but we're excited about the future and what this whole combined show can become.
Yeah, let me just add to your showroom, beautiful glass walls. I got to tell you too, when we drove from the airport headed to our hotel on Sunday, we were stuck on the interstate because there was a traffic jam, and we looked over and saw your sign there. So you can actually see your showroom from the interstate.
Lighted the light up Mohawk sign that you can see from the outside. We can change that color for whatever event we've got going on. We really built those sensory experiences into the space.
The floors throughout, which is just meant to be the background because you accent everything with the other flooring types, but you have hardwood throughout much of the space, which was real interesting. It's a gorgeous space, high ceilings, big windows, and adequately big, and you can do some hospitality entertaining with the whole kitchen setup that you have. It's a first-class space, and you could tell when you got off the elevator that the theme, based on the wall there that you had with all that texture, was shared senses. So you can communicate right off the elevator what your topic is for whatever the year is, right?
Yeah, season or however we want to redress it. And we have been only in the space since October. And so for our grand opening, we had, you know, a selection of product out there. And then we've already redressed the showroom for this market. So we've already been through one seasonal change. And it was so delightful how the space worked for us. We were able to make, you know, vignettes and accents and change out a lot of things to make a completely new experience. And it wasn't that hard. It was nothing like some of the stuff that we used to do in the Mart to change out the whole thing, rebuild this, rebuild that. And so again, we've got lots of exciting experiences that we can create without having to spend days and hours and months redoing things.
So you got your first feel for what's traffic going to be like. You knew what it was like because you were in the Mart for 20 years. What would you say? Do you have about the same amount of traffic? You think it's still building a little bit?
Yeah. Again, it was every bit as busy as a good market in the Mart. We were inundated, you know, first thing Monday morning. I was worried that people wouldn't be able to find us and that they wouldn't be over here first. But I think we had pretty much an even days between Monday and Tuesday, and it was busy all day, steady flow. And there were no gaps when nobody was there. And I do think we were really curious whether it would be Monday would be the big day or Tuesday would be the big day. And it was about even, because I think, again, you had a lot of people that started at the Mart, came over here, a lot of people that started here and then went to the Mart. So both days were fantastic. And then, like I said, Wednesday morning, we had a good flow of people before they were headed out to the airport for the afternoon.
Well, we had people, obviously, from our organization around all kinds of spaces. And I can tell you from a general perspective, a lot of people started at the Mart on Monday, and then everybody went to Fulton Market on Tuesday. So outside, from that perspective, Tuesday was a huge day at Fulton Market. Let's talk about the awards. You won several awards this year. Tell us about that.
So we were really pleased to have a couple of HIP awards, really excited about our multi-sensory collection, which was really our feature collection in the showroom, won a HIP award. And it's all about just exaggerated, amazing texture that gives us that level of comfort in all the spaces that we're trying to build. And really some beautiful colors and just that exaggerated texture. And so that three different carpet tile patterns, as well as an amazing high-end broadloom, which coordinates to all the tiles. And then we also have a beautiful wool area rug that is that extreme texture that's a wool blend. And it's just, again, a very comforting, luscious product. So that was multi-sensory collection. And then the other HIPAA award we got was for our fractal findings collection, which was our latest introduction with 13 and 9, which is the group that we worked from Austria that you've known for many years with us, and Dr. Richard Taylor, who does all the research on fractal science and incorporating the fractal patterns into those two new patterns and fractal findings.
Yeah, let me mention, that was my podcast yesterday, and it's interesting that this Dr. Richard Taylor is a scientist that's proven that the aesthetics of a design can actually reduce stress within humans. And so you're on the cutting edge of some interesting science behind the way products look and the effect they have on humans. So congratulations on tying in with them and 13 and 9.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, like I said, that's actually been an 8-year endeavor. We started working with them back in a decade ago with 13 and 9, and then Dr. Taylor, Relaxing Floors, we introduced in 2018. It's been an amazing journey getting that information out in the market and understanding the science behind biophilic design.
Jackie, you mentioned area rugs, and I know that was one of your first jobs out of school, was working for Karastan. And the area rug that you had off the elevator there, I know it was custom, but it was gorgeous and had all kinds of texture, and it was wool.
Yeah. Hand tufted, absolutely. And again, that was designed specifically for that space and really incorporating the colors that we had in the hallway and the wall panels that we had, just the exaggerated blown up textile pattern. But yeah, it had viscose and beautiful high lows and loops. And I love rugs. And our showroom really was highlighting throughout our area rug program. We had 6 new area rugs that we introduced at this market in all of our different categories. We had a beautiful Definity blue rug in the back corner, and then we had a beautiful green colorway rug. And all of these are in our area rug program that is available to order, standard sizes, standard lead times, no issues. You can go to the website, get the quote. And in my mind, of course, coming from my Karastan days, every project needs some sort of area rug, right?
Yeah. We also need to mention that Sunday night was the Black Tie event, the IIDA Revel in Design event, and 13 and 9 won the big award, right?
Yes, we were so tickled for them. You know, Martin loved his award. And Dr. Richard Taylor, he gets excited about being able to get his product out in the market and see the good that he's able to do with all the research from the last 30 years. Again, I think it was very meaningful to all of them. Such a great event and a great community opportunity to see everybody at the Revel. We had a lovely coffee hour with Cheryl Durst over here Tuesday morning called Savor the Morning with Royce and Cheryl. And so that was a great way to start the Tuesday morning over here in Fulton Market.
All right, Jackie. Well, thanks for giving us a rundown on what happened at Design Days Fulton Market at Neocon in Chicago this past week. You've been talking to Jackie Detmar, Vice President for the Mohawk Group, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaAlley.net.